Our desire and our purpose should be to have a healthy relationship with God in our personal walk. And we are all on a journey this morning. And I know we've come out of revival meeting. The Lord blessed in the meeting. The Lord has been faithful, I'm sure, to deal with each one of us and stir us and show us things and maybe areas in our life the Lord would like to change or bring about a difference in our life. Because we're on a journey, it means that there are going to continuously be areas of our life the Lord is wanting to work on and perfect. There are things that if it only took one trip to the altar to get there, we could just come to the altar and say, Lord, I need more patience, and never having difficulty with it again. Come to the altar and say, Lord, I need more love. Can you just fill me up with your love? And then get up and never for the rest of our life have to have any difficulty with having enough love. But you see, the trip to the altar is a place to meet God. Those prayers are a place to meet the Lord. But there, we're on a journey, which means there's areas of growth in our life. To begin a journey, you've got to get started. And the Lord is that's the place to begin and it's the place to end. But there's some stuff going on in living. There's some things going on. And the Lord deals with us in different ways. He can speak through the ministry. He speaks through His Word. He speaks through the adverse circumstances that we face in life for the purpose of revealing me to me. Revealing ourselves, and even if it was evil that's out in the world, again, remember how the Lord turns evil to work for our benefit. So you say, well, the Lord sent that along. The Lord did not cause someone to do evil, but when evil was present, He can turn it around that it can work for our benefit and for our good. Well, the Lord wants us to become more like Christ this morning. The Lord wants us individually. He wants our families, He wants us as a congregation to be more like Christ, that we would be healthy and prosper in our relationship with God, and as we heard much in the meeting, in our relationships with other people. But we must be willing to change. I've seen people change, and I won't just put it on others, I can speak for myself. I have made changes before in my life, and they didn't last very long. I'm going to diet. You know, at the beginning of the year, they say 47% of people make resolutions. Many of them have to do with dieting, physical exercise. I'm going to quit this or I'm going to quit that. But within a very short amount of time, they say 97% of those people have lost their resolve. 97%. You know, that sounds pretty right to me because a personal experience. You know, some people start a diet every day. You know what I'm talking about? When you're full up and you just had a meal, it's like, you know, I need to cut back. But then when you get hungry again, well, after you eat again, it's like, you know, I really need to cut back. But lasting change is what we're interested in this morning. Lasting change, and I'm not interested in as much the habits of the physical things of life, but the spiritual change that the Lord is wanting to work in us. The last spiritual changes, because I would probably be wrong if I were to say that when we make changes in our life spiritually that we've never gone back on any of those changes. Because I think probably in all of our life there have been areas that we begin to make positive spiritual advancement, and through time and through life, we tend to fall back to where we were. But the Lord wants change in our life to be lasting. In the journey that we're on, I may not have it all today, but my purpose and desire and my goal is that there be change. And so this morning, by the help of the Lord, I would like to share a few things that might be of help to us for lasting change. Because the changes that the Lord wants to bring are things that can make a difference in our relationship with the Lord. Now, God is not wanting, and we had a series on this a year or two ago, but He's not going to come and change my last name. I'm still a Smith. And that means inherent in that, there are strengths and weaknesses. And I'm going to be a Smith till the day I die, whether anybody likes it or not, or whether I like it or not, I'm still a Smith. And there's going to be things that make me who I am. But there are areas within our personality. There are areas within who we are spiritually that the Lord wants to come in and enable spiritual growth. He wants to perfect. He wants to work on us. But we want those to be lasting. Because we come out of revival and say, did the Lord show us something in our lives during the revival? We could say, yes, Lord, I need that change. But how long does that last usually? I've seen many people, especially during traumatic events, make vows to the Lord. I've preached funeral services where people were unsaved and said, I'm going to start going to church, I'm going to make changes. It did good to last a few weeks. Because they were moved in their spirit, but they didn't follow through on it. And I want to encourage us this morning, when the Lord shows us something, let's follow through on it. Let's let it be a lasting change and not just a temporary troubling of the water, so to speak. But we want lasting change this morning. Lasting change is possible, and this is the encouraging thing. It is possible through Jesus Christ this morning. It's possible this morning. When the Lord shows us a need in our life, He has what it's going to take for there to be a lasting change occur in our life. Because the problem is, even among, I can say Christians, may I even say among saints, there is a lot of turmoil, and people agonize over their spiritual failure. And they're all the time troubled by it. And they're never at rest by it because they want to do better, but they agonize over their failures and their weaknesses year after year. But there is a place this morning in the Lord Jesus that we can have lasting change. Now remember, we're still on a journey. It doesn't mean that I just got it all conquered today. But it means that lasting change is tomorrow I'm not where I am today. And a year from now, I'm going to be closer to the Lord. And in this area that maybe I am weak, and maybe I've struggled with it, and maybe I still wish it was different, I'm closer to the Lord than I was this year. You see? And then you wait a few more years and look back and say, Lord, thank you. But it's going to take something from God, but it's also going to take some things from us. It's going to take some spiritual discipline and resolve and purpose on our part. Because if someone doesn't want to change, they're not going to change. You can get up and talk about, someone can talk about nutrition all they want, and we can nod our head and I can read articles and say, yeah, that's right, but you know what? I like the way I eat. You know, you talk to people, and that's just an easy illustration. I'm not just understand, it's just an easy illustration. But people say, I don't want to change. You say, did you know that's bad for you? Yeah, I know it's bad for me. Pass the plate, please. Give me a second helping of it. I don't want to change. I like it. We're not going to change spiritually unless we really want it. There are people, they can know what the Bible teaches, they can know what the Bible says about love and forgiveness and the forbearing that we heard about in the meeting, and they say, yeah, that's right, but you know what, I'm not going to do it. I like the way it is. I don't want to change things. If we want lasting change, we have to have a desire for it. Lasting change will only happen when you want it more than anything else. Lord, I want change in my life spiritually. Lasting change requires coming to terms with the truth. If we want lasting change, it means we're going to have to confront the truth. And you know, the truth hurts. But you know what? The truth brings victory. The truth brings liberty. The truth is liberating this morning. Some people have said this. Jesus said, men love darkness rather than light. Why? Because their deeds are evil. I don't want to be exposed. But we don't have to be afraid of truth this morning. It is a blessing when the Lord comes along and says, Michael, right here. Yes, Lord. You're right. Well, he knew he was right. But yes, Lord, that's me. I do have a problem. That's going to be one of the first steps if we want lasting change, is to confront the truth and acknowledge it. Without watering it down, without justifying it, without excusing it, and we heard in the meeting, I'm going to point back to it, the scripture says to confess whose fault? Well, That's what the scripture says, right? We start kind of getting a little issue there. Confess your faults? No, it's confess my faults. You confess your faults one to another. And so often people would rather confess everybody else's faults. I remember a young man hearing the story. It was years ago. He'd always go to the altar and his friend's dad was a minister and would go down and pray for him. And he'd confess the faults of his friend as well and all his sins. And the dad would go home and deal with his son. We're not to confess everybody else's faults. We're not to confess everybody else's problems. Husbands and wives and children and in the congregation, people, it's easier to all confess their faults. Lasting change is about me. Lasting change is not about God changing everybody else. Lasting change comes about when we can face the truth and look into the mirror of the Word of God and say, that's me. I have a problem. I have a need. I have a weakness. And understand the Lord does not bring this along to make us, to press us down. The Lord doesn't show us our needs to make us feel whipped. But He reveals things to us in a timely fashion to enable us to grow spiritually. Now, when the devil, I'll tell you, it's the devil, way to recognize the devil when he comes and just pours it on all at once. You've got this problem and that problem and this problem and that problem, and pretty soon it looks helpless. The Lord doesn't deal that way. The Holy Spirit deals with specific needs in our life, and He gives us an answer as to how to progress and how to grow and how to change. The devil just tries to make us feel bad. But the Lord, on the other hand, is there to promote something that's good and healthy in our life. Coming to terms with truth, Jesus said in John 8, 31 and 32, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall what? Truth will set you free. We want lasting change? It's going to take truth. We don't need to be afraid of it. It's kind of like that iceberg, one of the, you know, an iceberg in the, here's the water level. And you see that iceberg? You know, what you see is just a little bit of the iceberg. There's a whole lot more underneath the surface. And a lot of times when we begin to really deal with truth, it's going to go beyond action. Okay, the Lord, I need to speak more patiently. Why am I not speaking patiently? See, that's what's underneath the surface. And we address, and I will, again, if you don't mind me using eating as a, it's a good reference, good illustration. My dad used to say, people say, well, I'm going on a diet, and he did too. But he would say, it's not an eating problem. It's a behavioral problem. In other words, it's because it's underneath the surface. It has more to do with an attitude of it that causes a behavior that might be unhealthy. So to deal with the things on the surface, we need to allow the truth of God's Word to get down deep that we can understand what is motivating me to act that way. If the Lord comes along and says, you're not acting like you should, say, okay, I'll try to act better. I want to lasting change, and I'm going to try to act better. But we're going to find lasting change is going to come when we get down to root causes. And I will say this, and please understand, dealing with root causes is not pleasant. If you've ever had a problem with someone, and you can come and smile and shake hands and say, okay, we don't want a problem here, and so now all of a sudden you say, okay, there's no problem. And at the same time, there's still things under the surface, that's going to bring about a temporary change, but I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. This iceberg is going to bob back up to the top. So in our lives spiritually, if we want lasting change, we're going to have to start dealing with some root problems. And it's not fun. It's not pleasant. You're going to get your hands dirty. You're going to have to, maybe if it's with someone, you're going to have to talk about some things that make you uncomfortable. You're going to have to deal with some things that maybe we don't want to deal with. But if we want lasting change, it's, Lord, get down to root causes in my life. If maybe I'm acting away and I say, I want to change that, and the Lord says, it's because you're insecure. Then how, what is lasting change going to be? Lord, would you help me to be more secure in you then? So now I'm not just praying about symptoms. Now I'm saying, Lord, give me something positive to counteract that negative behavior that I've been exhibiting in my life. The Lord is not just about don't do that and don't do this. He's about giving us something positive. And so, Lord, help me not to be impatient. No, Lord, give me patience. Help me that something positive that I'm going to strive today, Lord. I want to be patient today. See? Now, what's causing me to be impatient? What is it in my spirit that's causing me to feel that way? Lasting change. And there's a lot that can be said about all of these, but we don't have time to dwell on them maybe real long. But remember over in the book of James, it said he told us to be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. And he talked about those that looked at himself in the mirror, in the glass, talking about a mirror of the word of God, and he straightway forgetteth what manner of man he is. It's like, oh, I've got a smudge on my face and my hair's messed up. That doesn't look very good. But as soon as I walk away from the mirror, I forget. That doesn't promote change. The Lord does not want us to dwell in negativity. But the Lord wants to bring about positive changes in our life. And he's saying, don't forget. Don't forget what manner of persons. And when we're confronted with ourselves, we have a choice to make. Are we going to confirm or deny it? This is me. This is my problem. This is my fault. You see, so acknowledgement then is one of the first steps, isn't it? Acknowledging, I do have a need in my life. And you know, the Lord is there to be a friend to us during those needs. And you've heard me say it before, but I just want to stress it. The Lord is not up in heaven with his sword raised, just ready to cut you off at any little failure or fault that you have. That's an image the devil likes to propagate among even God's people. The Lord wants change in your life, and we're better off for it when we yield to it. So then, Lord, if I want something lasting in my life, lasting change, that's not just temporary. I came out of revival and I'm feeling so spiritual. I'm going to really work on that. But what about in a month's time? What changes are going to have been? Lord, I want something that's going to last. I don't want to forget. I want to hold on. So I'm going to have to start acknowledging not everybody else's problem. Kind of like come out of revival, say, how was it? And you say, it was just what they needed. That revival was just what they needed, and I hope they got it. If that thought crossed your mind, we're looking wrong. Because it was for me. It was for you. It was for us to examine our own life and say, Lord, I need something lasting. Something that will stick. Something. And then, again, it's not about everyone else. Lasting change is about your life individually. Regardless of what everybody else does in your family, in the congregation, in the body of Christ, lasting change is something that happens between you and God in spite of sometimes everybody else. Because you know what? Everybody else isn't going to stick with change sometimes. Everybody else isn't, their goal is not to please the Lord in every area. But if that's your purpose and desire, you can do it. There can be lasting change this morning. Lasting change requires specifics. Have you all, and again, I'm just preaching where we are, but have you ever prayed, Lord, help me to have more victory and be more like you? And that was kind of how you sum things up, talking about your needs. I have found in my own life that when the Lord shows you a need in your life and you want lasting change, pray specifically about the problem. Every single day. If you know you have a weakness in an area and you're battling with it a lot, pray specifically about that need. Lord, would you help me today? You know that I have this attitude that I know you want me to have more love and I know you want me to be more long-suffering there, but Lord, would you help me today to be more patient? Or every time you come around a certain person, they cross you and annoy you and irritate you, pray for that person positively. That's what Jesus taught us to do, Lord. Pray for them in a positive way. Lord, help them to see what they're doing. No! He said, pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Do good to them. And you know what? When you see that person and you've been praying all week for them, it changes how you see them. And they may be just as annoying as ever. You know what I'm talking about? But now my spirit has changed because I've got a vested interest in that person. Yeah, they're still acting the same way, but I've been praying for them and I want the Lord to bless their life. We're talking about changing me now. That changed my spirit. But pray specifically. If you have a problem with thoughts and your mind goes a certain place that you know the Lord doesn't want it and you struggle with that, don't just pray the Lord to just bless me today to help me keep my mind stayed on you. Pray specifically for the need. Lord, you know how I've been struggling with X, Y, and Z. You know how I've been struggling with these things. Lord, would you help me today with that? Make it a pattern of repeated prayer on a daily basis for lasting change. The scripture speaks about, over in 2 Corinthians 7:10, it talks about the sorrow of the world, and it teaches us to have godly sorrow. You know, this morning, it's not enough to feel bad about a need or a weakness in our life. Yeah, I feel bad about it. And I feel bad about it till I do it again. And I feel bad about, you know, think about someone, a child that does something and they cry and say, I'm sorry. They're sorry until they do it the next day. The next day, oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have acted like that. Then they're sorry the next day. The Lord has something better for us. Lasting change is going to come about when it's not just feeling bad about it. Not just, that's the sorrow of the world at work of death. There are men that abuse their wives and every time they do it, they cry and say, I'm sorry and I don't want to do that and I'm sorry I acted that way until the next time. The Lord has something better for us in our spiritual life. Lasting change will be a godly sorrow that I'm sorry enough that I'm going to repent or turn away from the behaviors that are contributing to this problem in my life. Let me give you an example. I spoke about men that abuse their wives. What is the cause of that? You know, there are many situations where men that abuse their wives, it's a result of drinking alcohol. Okay? When they get in a certain condition, they get drunk, and when they're drunk, they act up. If they're really sorry for treating their wife like that, then what's the answer? Yes, stop doing it, but what are the actions and the things that you're doing that are contributing that to behavior? Okay, every time I drink, I don't treat my wife right. So if I want to really stop treating my wife bad, what do I need to do? Stop drinking. Right? Spiritually, it's the same way. There are things in your life that may not be sin, like drinking, okay? There may be areas in our life that may be things that you listen to, or places you go, or involvements that you have that aren't sin in and of themselves, but you know they have a detrimental spiritual effect on you, and you see the results in other areas of your life. If you really want to change, then Lord, I'm going to turn away from that thing. I'm going to repent, I turn away from it, and I'm going to make changes in my life that I can have lasting change. I trust you understand what I'm bringing out this morning. Maybe a little different nature of message than we sometimes preach, but I believe the Lord wants lasting change in our life. Lasting change requires, and I would be negligent if I did not bring this out, lasting change is only possible through the power of Christ. It means it's more than my willpower. It's more than me trying to do better. Saints, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. There was a divine, miraculous work that God did in our hearts when we gave our life to Him. And I have found that there is also a divine work that the Lord does in our life, and that's why it's important for us to make those trips to the altar. It's why when the Lord moves and shows us an area in our life that, and it's not always at the altar, but when the Lord shows us that we respond to that and say, Lord, I can't do this by myself. I've tried to overcome this and I've tried to be strong. There is a work that the Lord can do to enable us to change. And I can't tell you how He does it because I don't know. All I know is I was blind, but now I see. I don't know how He does it all the time. I know, and I know different ones have testified, and I have as well, but times that the Lord, with issues of forgiveness, that I was seeking the Lord, and I thought I had forgiven, but the Lord met with me, and I physically experienced the Lord pouring out something divine, and I felt it just flow through my body. It was something divine. And I never had to question it ever again. I know I forgave, I know it's clear, and I was at rest. That was something the Lord did. But He came and did that kind of work when I was actively seeking Him. Lord, I want to be sure I truly forgive Him. And I'm struggling with it, and I want to be sure. Keep pressing the Lord. Don't stop praying. Lasting change comes from a divine work of God. There's a lot of self-help books out there, but you know what? They deal mostly with this stuff. God is the one that can come down and really deal with things deep down in our spirit to enable us to make lasting change. Lasting change requires that we turn from negativity about ourselves. Okay? Lasting change requires that we turn from self-destructive ideas. In other words, have a new way of thinking. More than just trying to stop doing something that we know that the Lord wants to change in our life, we need to replace it with positive things. Instead of just trying to not be impatient, start seeking for patience. Instead of just saying, Lord, help me to, you know, not have any bitterness in my heart, Lord, I'm going to pursue love. I'm going to pursue something positive, because a lot of times, folks, we're fighting the devil, and it's always this, we're always fighting defensively. Okay, I can't do that, and I don't want to do that, and I don't want to have that attitude, but what's the positive counterpart? The positive counterpart, Lord, I want to pursue love. I want to pursue doing good for the one that really crosses me. Lord, I want to pursue doing something positive. And you see, it begins to help. It brings about lasting change. But if we're down on ourselves, if we begin to adopt this spirit of consistent negativity, folks, it's hard for there to be lasting change. Never good enough. I'm just never good enough. I can never measure up. There's just always, everybody else is always better than I am, and I've tried this, and I'm just a failure. Does that sound familiar to anybody? You don't have to nod your head or raise your hand. But you see, this is how the enemy works. Because if he can get us feeling negative about ourselves, we start feeling hopeless. We start feeling like I can never do any different than what I'm doing. And we stop pursuing the good and the positive change. So part of the key then to lasting change is going to begin to seek God for a positive perspective when He shows us an area in our life that He wants to bring about a change. There is so much in this verse, and we're just going to touch on it. Romans 12, chapter 2, it says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, did he get that? He said, the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So lasting change is going to come about by a renewing of our mind. And I have found in my own experience that that's more than just one trip on my knees to the Lord. It means that, Lord, I'm getting after love, because life happens, doesn't it? Difficulties and problems come, and we still live with ourselves, you know. Some people say, I can't get out of my skin. They say, you don't like me, I have to live with it. You know, this is, I can't get out of my skin. And so they feel like, well, there's no place of, you keep coming back to the Lord. Lord, I need you to renew my mind. And that means that periodically, when we start feeling discouraged and down in that spirit of negativity, combat that thing and come to the Lord and say, Lord, I need a renewal in my mind. I need a fresh perspective of myself. Do you know the Lord doesn't want you beating yourself up? You are a creation of God this morning. You are a wonderful creation of God. So if I'm down on myself, and you say, well, we can't have bad attitudes towards everybody else, but what about our attitude towards ourselves? Do you know that the Lord wants to give some deliverances from bad attitudes to ourselves? We need a renewal in our mind so that we can begin to have these lasting changes take place. Not driven and influenced by the world, not conformed to the world. And I want to again, Lord, help us this morning that in all of our lives that we are not driven and influenced by the world that we live in. We're living in a very wicked world. We're living in a society that is tolerant of all things of the flesh. except holiness. We're living in a world that is tolerant. And folks, we are being affected by the world. We are. I'm seeing it. I'm observing it. I'm fighting it myself. It's in the mind. It's in how you view things. The Word of God is unchanging, and the principles of holiness that were laid down in the Word of God, they still hold today, regardless of the mindset of the world. And we face the world, and if we are not on careful guard against it, we're going to begin to be a little bit close to the world and start to adopt some of their thinking. And we need to come and say, Lord, I want you to change me that I can be more like Christ. We live in a time that many people and young people, I encourage you, don't fall into the trap of seeing how close to the world you can get and still be saved. Because that will take you down and you will end up losing your salvation. But if your mindset can be, Lord, I want to change, not to see how close to the world I can get, but Lord, I want to be more like Christ. I want to be more careful in my life. The things we listen to, the places we go, the things you watch, the things you involve yourself in. It doesn't matter now what all the other young people are doing. Lord, I want change to be more like Christ. Who is willing to stand up and say, Lord, you can do that in my life? I want change in my life. The Lord then can use you as a positive instrument that someone else might be challenged to change the same way. But the pressure is downward. The pressure amongst the God's people this morning is downward. Lord, help us then. Lord, change me. Help me to be careful. Help me to be on guard and not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by a renewing of my mind, that we can have a metamorphosis of new things. See, change, that's what transform means. That word means habits. Habits. What kind of habits do we have this morning? Transform me. Metamorphosize. To change. Lord, I want something new in my life. I need a transformation of the way I view the problem. Sometimes I just need the Lord to let me see more clearly, and then I have a choice again to make. But Lord, change my way of thinking, because His ways are so higher than ours. And you know that when our mind is renewed, inward changes produce outward changes. It's not just surface. This is dealing with something. Because again, you cut off the top of that iceberg and say, okay, it's all good. It's just going to bob back up eventually. So Lord, help me get to the root. Lasting change requires... Well, let me just say this before we go on. Have you ever made a change in your life? And I ask it as a question. I can make it as a statement. But many times people that make changes in their life, when they start feeling bad, you're just having a day that's not quite as good. You know what I'm talking about? Do saints have those kind of days? I hope they do, because I have them sometimes. You know, just things just kind of didn't go as well. You just feel not real on top of things. Do you know the temptation is, when you have made positive changes for the Lord, during those times is to revert back to the status quo. To revert back to the way it was. So if there's a consecration you made to the Lord, and He showed you an area of your life, He didn't want you doing this, or you needed to do that, and you just have one of those days, you get feeling kind of bad, it's easier at that time of weakness to just kind of slide back in. Say, well, and you just kind of do it. And you know, I'm not doing as I'm going back on the Lord, but you're really kind of going back on a consecration, because you're just feeling bad. And it's like, oh, whatever. And you just kind of, do you know what I'm talking about? Lasting change is be careful. Be careful on those days you're not feeling just quite as spiritually energetic, that we don't slide back and lose that place of consecration that we made to the Lord. And go back to old habits. See, the Lord wants to replace the old with something new, that the status quo can be something positive. Instead of going and listening to something that maybe you shouldn't be listening to, the Lord said, I want you to fill it with this. Okay, I'm feeling kind of bad, so am I just kind of feeling kind of bad? So you go back, because I talking to young people, music is one of the biggest influences, young people. Music is one of the biggest influences in our world that's affecting people's mindset and their spirituality, because music is of the Spirit. That's why you could say the same words and it doesn't mean a lot, but you put it to some tunes of one kind or another, and it starts getting down a little bit deeper. And that's why we have to guard what we listen to. But when you start feeling bad, and I know sometimes the Lord deals with people on what they listen to, and they just kind of slide back into the old habits. And I want to encourage us, God has new habits for us. But we need to fill them with something positive. It's not just about removing the old. He wants to fill it with something good. He wants to fill it with something that's edifying. Fill it with something that's positive if we really want lasting change. It requires more than willpower. It requires grace, doesn't it? The scripture says over in the book of Philippians 4:13, I can do what? All things through Christ, which strengthens me. It means the areas that I'm weak, the areas that maybe I'm just have been fallen short and the Lord's dealt with me and I've acknowledged it and I'm bringing it to the Lord in prayer. We heard about that in the meeting. Pray. I mentioned earlier, pray specifically for the problem. Don't let up. Because about the time you start letting up and you think it's all conquered and everything's changed, you know what's going to happen? Tell you what I found in my life. You stop praying about it and all of a sudden it bobs back up. It's like, Lord, I'm going to keep praying. I'm going to keep praying even when it seems like I have the victory. I'll thank God for the victory, but I'm going to keep praying. Lord, help me in this area of my life. Be on guard. Watch and pray always, Jesus said. Grace, I can do all things through Christ. This morning, if God shows you an area in your life, if He has through the meeting, through His Word, just in your personal life, God has showed you a need and a place to change, you can do it by His help. You can do it by His help, and you can through Christ Jesus. Lasting change will only come through continued humility. Lasting change will only come through continued humility. Because the scripture says God resisteth the proud. But He gives what? He gives grace to the humble. That goes back to our nothingness, doesn't it? I don't deserve. I'm not worthy. I didn't earn it. So Lord, what happens? But Lord, work in my life. I need Your help. And help me to have that continued humility. Through prayer, lasting change. I have just a couple other things to briefly mention before we close. Lasting change requires a daily death to self. Some have said, well, if you're dead, then, you know, dead once, then that should be it. But you know what? We're not under the ground yet. And we're still flesh and blood, and we still have feelings, and we still have emotions, and we're still who we are, and I'm still a Smith, and you're still whoever is on your last name. We still are who we are. Which means then that when the Lord shows me a need, that today, Lord, help me to die out to myself. Lord, I don't want the flesh to be the one in control, but have that a daily death comes by a daily reminder of the greater purpose. So when you feel tempted or you feel like going back, remember, what purpose did you start making that change in anyway? What's the purpose for it, Lord? Because I want to be more like You. I want to have more victory in my life. I want to maintain that peace that I had. So why did I lose my peace? Maybe because I stopped dying daily. That trip to the altar was a start. It was a start. But today, I still have to die to myself. And if I don't, I'm going to revert back to my old habits. Lasting change. Daily dying out to self. I want to say lasting change requires not giving up when you fail. We get that? Lord brought that to me, and I thought how true it is. For a just man falleth 7 times and riseth up again. When you have made purposes and you've been praying about something and you feel that the Lord has been working and you're gaining some victories in your life, and then you fail. The devil will be there. And just recognize when it happens to you, it's the devil, okay? The devil will come along and say, you know what? You're the same. You didn't make any changes. It's the same as it's always been. Get thee behind me, Satan. I am not, okay, I failed. Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Lord, but I'm not going to go back to an old habit. I stumbled. I failed, but I'm going to get back up and I'm going to keep going forward. And don't let failure cause you to lose the work that the Lord did in your life. Don't give in to the enemy that way. Just get back up and keep going. And if you'll do that, you will have lasting change. Because this is a journey, is it not? It's a journey. And along a journey, there's places of some stumbles. There's places we have to stop and recoup. Have to get our bearings again. Check that old GPS. Stop at the rest area. But we're on a journey. Don't give up. If you feel like there's been a failure, it doesn't mean you've lost all the ground that you gained. You're further along than you were last week. We're further along than we were last year. Lasting change, I want to just mention as well, can be enhanced, and it can be helpful to share the change with somebody else. Share what you're working on. Share that place of spiritual growth. And this is one of the reasons it said over in the book of Revelation, they overcame him, talking about the devil, by the blood of the Lamb. That was the divine work. And then there's a work for them to do, by the word of their testimony. You know, if you get up in church and said, you know, the Lord dealt with me about I was going somewhere. And you be specific. I don't know where it was, where it is. But I was going somewhere, just an example. I've been going somewhere, and the Lord let me know that that wasn't spiritually edifying, and I really knew it all along, but He dealt with me to the point I confronted the truth in my own life. And I'm gonna stop going there. Do you know what keeps people from doing that? Now I'm accountable, because what if you all see I'm going back there again? It's like, Brother Michael, what happened? Did the Lord deal with you about that or not? There's accountability then, isn't there? And again, it's not necessarily always telling everybody, but children, young people, it's good to talk to your parents. You know, when your parents are saved and love the Lord, they're there to support you in your struggle. And the Sunday school teachers, the ministry, those that you can trust and look to share with that, and it gives some accountability, and sometimes it helps to give a little bit of balance when you get in those places of struggle and aren't sure kind of where things are headed, and sometimes it helps just to have an outlet, someone to bounce that off of, and it can help promote and maintain lasting change in our life. Lasting change, there's more that could be said, but lasting change, it comes most of all through our faith in Christ. Lord, I'm doing this for you. I want you to bless my life. I want to have victory. I want to make heaven my home. And so when the Lord shows me a need, don't feel beat up about it. But Lord, thank you. And when He shows you the need, He's going to equip you to start that journey of lasting change. And I will close with this. Lasting change. The Lord is not against you. The Lord is not against us. He is our friend. In failure, He's there to pick us up. When He shows us ourselves and we get disgusted with ourselves, and just look in the mirror, it's like, the Lord's saying, let me renew your mind. You're my creation. You're valuable. I'm going to walk with you through it. And you know what? We can have lasting change. May the Lord bless us as we continue our journey this morning in drawing closer.